Hello.
Hello, my name is Joe. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. Can you help me out?
If you're going to get into politics, I'm not going to get involved.
Into politics?
Yeah, are you talking about politics?
No, sir, I'm just whatever. All right. Here's the first one, okay? Now, to start, how many years have you worked on the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 over?
26 about.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, cement, helper?
Marble.
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 Okay. And at the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or improver?
Foreman.
Foreman. Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working in the trade?
No.
No. Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work, when you want to work, or over the past 12 months in your craft? If any, 0 to 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, or 21 over weeks?
I've been disabled for about 10 years now from the industry.
Okay.
So I don't know how you answer that one.
Yeah. All right. And yes or no, have you funded necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, since I have so many years in, I don't pay membership anymore.
Okay.
I'm a retiree.
Oh, you're retired. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Mr. Bruce, thinking about what you've seen in your local communities, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction, or about the same number as were in the last year?
Listen, I'm in New York City. 50% of high-rise construction is all non-union.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know how you put that in there, but... In New York City,
yeah,
the unions lost all the construction work, okay? 50% is gone. It's non-union. There's high-rises being built in Manhattan, all non-union.
Wow. Okay. All right. And
that's how Democratic politicians, that's what they did to us.
And, okay, moving on, Mr. Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects or fewer union constructions? Or about the same number?
Fewer,
okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the workers in the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
If all the work turned union, there wouldn't be enough members.
Right.
Now,
okay.
Going back to that one question, when you say fewer non-union jobs, there's more non-union jobs.
There's more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or the same number as this time
there's
last year?
There's fewer union construction projects.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Moving on. Now, okay. Let me see. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as the job steward by the union? Yes or no?
No, I was always foreman.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I'd probably say about the same.
Okay.
Maybe fewer non-union jobs. I'd say probably fewer non-union jobs because the non-union sector's taken over. This is a right-to-work state. All the Democratic politicians gave them the right to work.
Man.
That's why we're losing high-rise construction. Somebody from the BAC needs to come down and at least these jobs take on a few union employees. But I don't see anything happening.
Yeah. All right. Now, moving on. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it's going to get worse.
Okay. And
as long as we got so-and-so in office that the union wants me to vote for, we're in trouble. Okay?
Yes.
The Democrats are not the Democrats of the old days. So I don't know why the PAC keeps pushing me to vote Democrat.
Hmm.
There's a problem here, and the Democrats need to rethink this.
Okay. Now,
if they think Joe Biden is sticking up for the unions, they're mistaken. Because I lived in this city, New York City, all my life.
Wow.
And I see major changes. Major.
Okay. All right, Mr. Bruce, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you the most concerned about the job? Air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on job, unsafe power tools, or no really safety concerns?
Well, objects from above, people working above you.
Yeah. That is
true. Can answer more than one question, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of union employees out there that are not really qualified to do work. Okay?
All right. Yes. All right. And
a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol.
Wow, yeah. And yes or no, have you ever attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Online? Okay, thank you. For each of the following, please tell me you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. I'm going to read you some names and you tell me yes or no. Political convincing. Yes or no?
No.
No. Picketing.
Say that again?
That's okay. It's picketing.
Picketing?
Yeah.
No, I haven't been picketing in a while.
Okay. Union.
I don't even think they're picketing. They don't even call you if they're looking for picket. I don't even get any messages, nothing about picketing.
Okay. And union organizing? Yes or no?
No.
All right. And,
when I see the carp, you see a lot of carpenters, other unions picketing, other non-union jobs, but nothing gets accomplished. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Okay.
Only if there's a problem. Otherwise, they're not coming. If everything is fine, they don't even stop by to say hello.
All right. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news source from the one that you are most likely to get news from. And the least likely to get your news. Your friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, print and newspaper, radio, the internet, social media, or cable news?
Cable news.
Okay. All right. And moving on. Here we go.
Are you with the PAC or are you just doing a survey?
I'm just doing the survey, sir.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Bruce. Oh, we're almost done, okay?
Are you a union worker or no?
No. All right. Now, which cable network is your preferred news source? CNN?
Fox. Yeah. I watch Fox News. That's what I watch.
Fox News.
Everything else is fake news.
All right. Now, which of the following issue matters most to you right now? Now, education, support for laborers, unions, foreign policy, healthcare, jobs and economy, the environment, immigration, or something else?
Jobs and the economy.
Jobs and the economy, okay. As you may know, BAC, that's BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No.
Okay. Don't hear nothing about that.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federal finance projects. Will you say it's very important?
Yeah, that's double-breasting. That's union, non-union. That's why we're losing all the union work, is because of that act.
Okay. Now, will you say it's very important, somewhat important, or not so important, or not at all important?
Not at all important to me, because They're non-union workers making the same amount of money as us. So what do we need them for?
Yeah. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democrat Party is or the Republican Party more strongly supports the privileged wage protections of the David Bacon Act?
I think the Democratic Party does.
Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strikes against GM, Ford, and Citizens over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Now, which side do you support on this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford?
No, I support the workers.
Okay. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. I'm going to reach you sometimes, and just tell me from there. His job as president overall, strongly approve or strong disapprove?
Disapprove.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bruce. Immigration, strongly approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Thank you. Healthcare, approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Okay.
I mean, I have coverage, so I don't, you know.
Okay. Foreign affairs.
I disapprove.
Okay. I disapprove. And the economy? Strongly approve?
No.
You said disapprove. Okay.
Yeah, I disapprove.
Support for labor unions. Strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
Okay. We're almost done, okay, sir? This is the last question. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its jobs? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president on and other office in November 2024? Are you almost certain, probably, or 50-50?
I'm certain.
Okay, thank you. And the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump. Who will you vote for?
We're going with Trump. That's who we're going. He's a New York developer, okay?
Okay, yes. And
he built union. That's why.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement securities, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. And turning back, that's BAC, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local unions? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
All right. Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Yeah, they're excellent.
Okay. Thank you. And how could the union best improve the representative and service? In your own words.
I think they need to get out in the field more.
Okay.
Okay. They need to go around checking all these jobs. They need to walk these jobs every day. Check all the non-union jobs and try to get men on the job.
Okay.
That's what they need to do.
Okay.
And if they're non-union jobs, they need to at least put some men on the job.
Okay. All right. Same question. Now, what do you think that union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Trying to stop the non-union work going on in New York City. And I don't know about other places, but in New York City, we're losing a lot of work.
Okay, so you said trying to, what was that again?
Improve more union work.
Okay, more union workers. Trying to
right.
do more? Okay.
More union work.
More union work, okay. Okay, union work.
Don't forget, most of these buildings going up today are all glass and steel. There's no more brick outside.
Yeah.
No, they only got cinder block inside, and we do the lobby. We go into a lobby. I could be there 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, and that's it. We're done.
Not, Okay.
And they keep the tile in the bathroom. BAC is losing a lot of work. Brick is going away.
Okay. And, Mr. Bruce, and what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, mail, union meetings, email, or text?
Text is good.
All right. And how often do you hear from your local unions regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple times a year, or once a year, or never?
I see a couple times a year.
Okay. Thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purpose. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm a registered Republican.
Okay, Republican. Thank you. And will you call
yourself New York City?
Okay. And will you call yourself strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I'm not very strong. I voted Democrat before.
Okay.
That's just what I signed up for, and I really don't care which way it goes, but I make my choices.
Okay.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah. And just to make sure we have represented sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, Latino, or something else?
They call me an attack helicopter, okay?
Attack helicopter.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Okay. And finally,
everybody else is getting stupid out there.
And strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
My name is Bruce.
Thank you, Mr. Bruce. This concludes our surveys. Thank you very much for your participation. And enjoy the rest of your day, okay? Thank you
All
so
right,
much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.